rains always come. Amen. Trouble comes our way. Amen. But it does not matter if your foundation is strong. Amen. What is your spiritual foundation built upon today? Amen. What foundation have you built your spiritual life upon? It is very important that you begin a spiritual building, a spiritual firm place. Life, you build your life on a spiritual firm foundation. Jesus had a plan, and everyone to build upon the foundation that he designed. He was a master designer. Amen. And he told us that if we would build our house upon the rock, we would be in good shape. Nothing would undermine or come against or break down or mess up your firm foundation. But if you build that foundation upon the sand, he called you a foolish person, a foolish soul. So it's vitally important that we find out how the master designer has planned our lives to be built. Amen. And what kind of soil to dig down into and find that place to plant our spiritual life into, so that we cannot be moved and we cannot be shaken by every wind of doctrine that may come our way, but we have a solid rock foundation and we begin to build our spiritual walk upon. Matthew 22:37-40. What was the builder's plan? What was his plan? Is your life built on the right foundation? Jesus had some words that he had spoken. Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Jesus said, here, right here, it is. And he said, do it. Don't just hear what he's saying. He said, do it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. Even when they're throwing leaves in your flower beds. Even when they're shooting the poop back across the yard into your yard. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Don't just hear that. Do it, and you will have a firm foundation. Mark 8:34-37 begins, in verse 34, and when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, "Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? If you hear it, You need to do it. Amen. Don't just be a hearer of the word and say, yeah, that's a good thing, but be a doer of it. And you will have a firm foundation to begin to build a spiritual life upon, that no wind, no rain, no storm of life can erode away and tear down the foundation that is firmly set upon the solid rock. John 10, 7 through 11. Then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep, and that ever, and all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I come that ye might have life, and that ye might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. You must be a hearer and a doer of his word if you want a solid foundation to build a spiritual life upon. Amen. There's so many instructions in the word of God that Jesus said, do this and this will happen. Do this and that will take place. Do this and I will bless you. Do this and great things will happen. Amen. That's building your life on a firm foundation. In Luke 13:3 says, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Repentance means I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to turn my life around. I'm going to change the way I was doing things. It wasn't working right. Now I'm going to do your good pleasure, Lord. I'm going to hear your word and do it. Amen. So the first step for building a firm, solid foundation is repentance. Telling God you're sorry for trying to do everything your way, for trying to figure his design out your way. God, I'm sorry for doing this my way. I repent. You must never stop at repentance. Amen. You must continue following and doing what Jesus told Nicodemus in John 3:3-5. It says, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily I say unto thee, except a man be born again, hallelujah, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Repentance is where I die out to my old ways and turn my life to Jesus wholeheartedly. In other words, I'm going to do what you show me in your word to do, and I'm not going to fight against that. I'm just going to be obedient, and I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to walk in the power of the word of God. Baptism in the name, in Jesus' name, is a water birth. No other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The name Father, the name Son, the name Holy Ghost is not Jesus' name. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. Every word in the scripture says to be baptized in Jesus' name. It's where every sin and omission of the past life is totally remitted. Not just forgiven. It is remitted. That means it is wiped away. It is eternally gone. Never to be remembered again. His blood, all he sees is his blood. Amen. Hallelujah. There's no hindrance there. There's no omission. There's no sin. There's nothing coming between me and your relationship, because you've been covered in my blood through my name, which brings the authority of that blood. Amen. When I come up out of the water, it's in the eyes of Jesus just as if I had never sinned. The curse that was placed upon every man, every human being from Adam and Eve's sin in the garden was totally reversed. And Jesus' blood opened the door so that you can begin a new life building on a right and firm foundation designed by the master builder, Jesus Christ, the righteous. You will speak, being born of the Spirit, Jesus was referring to in the book of Acts, the outpouring of the Holy Ghost like happened here today. Amen. Hallelujah. When they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues, not as I talked and not as I allowed, it came by the Spirit. Amen. The Holy Ghost, the power that I felt from deep within me began to outflow. And when it filled me to overflowing is when I began to speak in a heavenly language, an utterance that I did not understand. Amen. That was the Holy Ghost, just like they received on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. That is Spirit birth. Being born of the Spirit. You will speak words and phrases you don't understand when you are born of the Spirit. That's how they knew. That's how they understood that they had been filled with the Holy Ghost. Those men and women that were baptized unto John's baptism, they didn't understand. They hadn't even heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And they began to preach to them Jesus. Hallelujah. And they said, they gladly, which received the word, were baptized and received the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Because, and they had heard them speak in tongues just like they did on the day of Pentecost. When you have got all that right, you can then begin to build this foundation that's going to last. Because all other ground is sinking sand. All things I just mentioned was the right foundation. Let's look at another foundation. That one that is built on the shifting sand of this life is like 1 Corinthians 6, 7 through 10 in the New Living Translation says, even to have such lawsuits with one another is a defeat for you. Why not just accept the injustice and leave it at that? Why not let yourselves be cheated? Instead, you yourselves are the ones who do wrong and cheat even your fellow believers. Don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't fool yourself. Those who indulge in sexual sin, or who worship idols, or who commit adultery, or are male prostitutes, or practice homosexuality, or are thieves, or greedy people, or drunkards, or abusive or cheat people. None of these will inherit the kingdom of God. If you have an ounce of that going on in your life, you are living on shifting sand. Amen. And you can walk out of here today on a new, brand new foundation of life and build a brand new life. Amen. On solid rock. There's a danger that we are living in the last days. Amen. If you will just turn on the news. Amen. There are things coming our way. Amen. Just yesterday I was listening to End Time Prophecy by Brother Irvin Baxter, and he was talking about a war that is going to kill 1/3 of the world's population. World War III, amen. The Bible states is going to happen. Hallelujah. Everything is lining up for that thing to come to pass. Amen. Nuclear powers are getting antsy with each other. Things are stirring up in this world. Amen. We're in places we've never been before. Amen. And God is preparing a miracle to happen. Amen. Miracles happen when God does what He says He's going to do. Amen. It's an ugly thing that we're facing, but it's going to happen. You can mark it down. Everything that this word of God says, amen, if it hasn't happened yet, you can count on it. It's going to happen. Amen. He is coming back for a church that is a bride, that is ready, that has followed the plan that He has placed in your life to build your Christian life upon, your walk with God upon. Amen. That walk is what I'm talking about here today. You must have a foundation that is going to last. Anything else is thieves and robbers and undermining and shifting sand. It's going to fall. 2 Timothy 3:1-5 says, "You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times. For people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred." Sound like our day? "They will be involving and unforgiving. Unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly." I'm talking about a foundation that is only given by the master designer. If you build your life upon that foundation, you're going to be all right. The Bible says you're going to be a wise man. Stay away from them, from people like that. In other words, don't let your life into those areas. Amen. If you start feeling good for missing church, you're in that area. Amen. You need to fall on your face and repent and allow God to flood your soul and be in the house of God on a regular basis. I'm here to tell somebody today, you need to stand upon Christ. All other ground is sinking sand. Hallelujah. Our baptismal is full. If you want to be baptized in the name, the only saving name of Jesus Christ, you can go down in that water today. Don't be a hearer, be a doer. Amen. Amen. Follow Jesus Christ today. Build a life on a rock. Christ Jesus. And as I close this service and begin to open this altar, I ask you this afternoon, what kind of foundation are you building your life on? Is your life built on all kinds of destruction and dumps and things of life that are not going to last, that will erode and fall away, and your foundation will one day crumble. We must dig down and we must find that rock. That rock, my friend, today is Jesus. Jesus brought you here today to hear the supernatural plan of salvation so that you can walk out of here built upon a rock. Amen. You can walk out of here knowing for a surety that Jesus Christ is your master builder. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's done great things in this place and he's not finished yet. If you have something that's got control over your life, and amen, some kind of sin that has kept you bound, some kind of pleasure of sin that keeps you from serving God with everything that's within you, I'm here today to tell you that those chains can be broken in Jesus' name, and you can lay them down and God can remove that desire out of your life. Hallelujah. You better get your life on solid rock. Hallelujah. That rock will keep you in the deepest times of your life. Amen. That rock will keep you when the winds of life are blowing, when the storms of life are blowing rain and floods of life are flooding your soul. Amen. Jesus Christ is the only rock that'll keep you through the storm. All other ground is sinking sand. All other things are not gonna last. Jesus said, you're a fool if you don't build on a solid rock. Let's come to this altar. That was an altar call a little bit ago. Amen. Come on, just give it all to Jesus today. If you need to be baptized in Jesus' name, we got clothing that you can wear. We got towels to dry you off. But you need to get into that foundation. Christ being the chief cornerstone. Amen. That rock that's solid. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ the righteous. Come on. If you have need of healing in your body, God can heal you today. Hallelujah. That rock, Christ Jesus, can set you free. If you need the Holy Ghost, come on, receive today. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. It's a gift. It's already been poured out. You must receive it into your life, into your spirit. Come on, the Holy Ghost is powerful. It's miraculous. Hallelujah. Come on, that's it, church. Come on, don't stare around. Get in the Holy Ghost. Get in the Holy Ghost. Search your own heart. Search your own spirit. Search your own life. Come on, Jesus, speak to me today. Don't let me just be a hearer today, God, but let me follow through with the plan that you laid out in your word. Today is the day. Today is the day. Today is the day. I'm going to stand on that rock, Christ Jesus. Come on. Come on, what's holding you back? You're in the presence of a godly Savior.
Jesus, I will never let you go.
Ministry.
I will never let you go.
Come on, let Jesus talk to you a little while.
Taking me.
He's got great things in store for your life.
Fiery clay.
He didn't save you just
set
to
my feet.